Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Wednesdays at 3. We used to be undefeated. Now we're 0-for-2 when Larry Anderson joins us on Wednesdays the night before. Bad streak, L.A. We got to do something about that.
I'm sorry Larry Anderson can't get to the phone right now.
So,
what are you guys doing to me?
Well, what are you doing to us, you know? So let me ask you this, L.A. Man. You were not on the broadcast last night. Stock was on the broadcast. But I'm wondering if you could do a little bit of acting and make pretend you are on the broadcast. It's 2-0. It's the top of the ninth. Sosa's on first.
Please tell me you were not. You don't have a – you got your some kind of microphone in my house. I know you do. Now I know you do because I know where you're going.
I just want to know what you would have said when Rojas swung 2-0.
How did you know? I'm serious. I am dead serious.
It's all I can think about, man. It's all I can think about is what would LA's reaction have been?
I was got to be. My reaction was, and I believe I said to my wife, I said to Christian, I'm like, excuse me, I got something choke me. And it's not her. I said, are they not teaching baseball anymore? Like before guys get to the big leagues or even when they get here? My question is, was anything even said to them? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But maybe it's analytics. I don't know. But it says, hey, go ahead and swing 2-0. But from a baseball standpoint and watching a game, being in the game for 50-plus years, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the Lone Ranger, you're 2-0, you're in the ninth inning, you're down a run, you got a man on, make him throw you a strike. But that didn't happen.
No.
And my thought was, like, don't they teach this? Don't or did we not have coaches in the minor leagues anymore or at any level that played the game? That drives me nuts. What can't we teach this stuff? I used to talk to Dallas Green all the time about we need to go back to baseball 101 and have classes in spring training for the young players, for the new draftees, and have classes and teach them how to play the game. Now, analytics changes that a lot, I'm sure. But teaching how to play the game like we were taught, that's just a no-brainer. Don't swing the bat there. But you know, if it's Schwarber, if it's Harper, somebody like that, you get a cookie. Okay, different. Johan Rojas, 2-0, a ball at your neck high. What are you doing? Why aren't you swinging the bat? That was my thought.
Well, especially
I wasn't on the air.
Right. Well, especially with Trey Turner up next. And there was some debate on the station today as why wasn't he told not to swing? It feels like an elementary thing almost that if you have to tell him not to swing there, to your point, there just seems to be a miscalculation somewhere else that he thought that that was the best thing to do. And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, if you send Stott up there to pinch hit, I can guarantee you 100 times out of 100, Bryson Stott does not swing at that pitch. Like, no. There's no way he swings down, you know, down up 2-0 in that scenario.
Nope, there's no way. And it just, that's my whole thing. It's like, I don't know the last time anybody ever put a take on for a hitter. I don't know, maybe 40 years ago.
Right, yeah.
But that's 3-0, 2-0. I mean, sometimes I think we just take for granted that all these players, these younger players, know how to play the game. Bobby, for me, they don't. They don't know. They don't, you know, I mean, I can go over all kinds of stuff. Like, young, I don't know. But somebody, wouldn't they think that's taught at the minor league level? By the time guys get to the big leagues, and I know guys go through the minor leagues a lot quicker nowadays, but by the time they get here, shouldn't they have been taught? Shouldn't they have been told things like that? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm way off base. Maybe I'm way out of bounds. But, that frustrated me more than anything. More than anything. They got good pitching. They got good arms in the bullpen. Who knows? It might not make one bit of difference. But, that we will never know. At least it's almost like, you know, give yourself a chance. If you're thinking right, you give yourself a chance. If you're not thinking right, you got no chance. And that there to me was not thinking right, and there was no chance.
And if he gets on with Sosa at second, all of a sudden, if Trey Turner hits one to a gap, you're up 2-1. You know, right. if you have two guys who can run like that on the base paths, you're a lot closer. You're certainly a lot closer to tying the game, and you become a lot closer to winning the game as well.
Providing they don't get picked off.
Yeah, yes, yeah, for right. Sure. So the good thing from last night, Ranger Suarez, this is shocking to say, with Zach Wheeler on the staff and Chris Sanchez and Jesus Luzardo, since he's come back, Ranger Suarez has been the best pitcher on the Phillies. Like, what have you seen from him? What did you see specifically last night that is allowing him to succeed at the level he's succeeding at?
His command of pitching inside to the right-handers, although that was the one thing that cost him the game, you know, the one pitch. You know, throwing a cutter, and I was a little surprised at throwing a cutter, like on 3-2, because, and I've said this a million times, if a left-hander to a right-handed hitter, if you're throwing a breaking ball in, you want to start it at the corner and break it in off the plate. For me, I don't want to start it in the middle of the plate and bring it to the corner, because that's taking it right through nitro zone, and especially in Houston with that Crawford's box there, that the short porch and left. I mean, you're just asking for a pop fly to go in there, and you know, he went the other way, hit it well the other way, but it was a pitch that he wanted in. He didn't get it in there. But that's so many of his pitches he's getting in there. He's throwing into the right-handers. He's moving them off the plate. He's using his off-speed stuff away. Just the way he's mixing and matching his pitches, It's just Ranger-like from what we saw at the start of last year, the first half of last year. But we've seen it. We've seen him do this at numerous times. You know, even before last year, when he's on, he's got it all going, and he just knows how to pitch. Nothing fazes him. He's a great fielder. He fields his position. He just cool, calm, and collected out there. I mean, it's fun to watch him pitch. He's not an overpowering guy, but he pitches like he's an overpowering pitcher.
He almost at times reminds me of Greg Maddux. It's crazy to say, yeah, but the way that Maddux didn't have overpowering stuff, but just put the ball in the exact right spot that the batter cannot make the decision about whether it's a ball or a strike. And, you know, either they make the decision too late or they take it. And, you know, and I wonder how many called third strikes Rangers gotten this year, because it seems like there's a lot of them.
Oh, a whole lot. And
yeah,
he lives on the edge, which he has to. I mean, but he knows how to. He's got that the command. This command is tremendous. It's not, I mean, a lot of guys at this level don't even have control, meaning that they can't throw, you know, 8 out of 10 strikes pitches in the strike zone. But when I talk about command, I'm talking about not that command is the next step up from control. Command is where you can throw the ball where you want in the strike zone. And Ranger can do that. Excuse me. And when you can do that, you're going to have success. And it's, I mean, he just proves that. You don't have to throw 98. You don't have to throw 100. You can pitch with where he's at 93, 94, 92. If you know how to pitch, you can pitch it at just about any velocity. I truly believe that. He's throwing it.
He's making himself a lot of money. I can tell you that
yes,
right now.
Sure.
This keeps up. You know, it's not a bad year to have what looks like your best year.
Yeah.
So Orion Kerkering, since Alvarado has gone down, Kerkering has been good. He's gotten shots to close, and he seems to have thrived there. I'm sure if we've asked you this before, I don't remember your opinion on it. The idea of a guy knowing that he is the closer. Rob Thompson has not really done a ton of that. Do you think Kerkering would thrive, like your thought about knowing that is your inning, that you are the shutdown guy? Do you think Kerkering is sort of earning that, and do you think he would thrive if he knew that?
I think he's no question thriving now. He's throwing the ball great. To be put in that position day in and day out, I think it remains to be seen. But I don't think there's any question he can. I mean, he's showing that he can, that he can pitch deep in the back end of games, back into the pen. Whether it's the one thing, and I've said this before too, it's the difference between where he's pitching, where he's been pitching prior to this, you know, as a setup guy or something. The setup guy and the guys before him, the middle guys and the setup guys, they have the big tightrope across the foul poles from right to left. The setup guys and the middle guys have a safety net, and that's the closer. The closer, he doesn't have that safety net. And that, if you can handle that mentally, I mean, if you think about it just yourself going across a tightrope at, you know, 20 feet high, whatever. But, I mean, go across a skyscraper, we'll end the thing, and it's the difference. I mean, from the mental aspect, you have to be able to trust yourself and know that you can get it done without somebody having to come in and help you out. And people might think, well, it's not a big deal. I mean, it's just another inning. It's not just another inning. It's an old pitching coach of mine once said, the first inning and the last inning are like the takeoff and landing of an aircraft carrier. I mean, it's the two most critical parts of it is the start and the end. And that's, you know, to me, the landing on the aircraft carrier is the ninth inning. That's something that you have to be ready for mentally. There's stuff that there's not even a question about his stuff being able to do that. Then it comes down as a command. Is a command there consistently? Can he consistently make his pitches? And he's, I don't know. To me, of late, he's showing he can. Yeah. But again, if you're going to be in that position every day, can you do it every day? Can you pitch 2 out of 3 days? Can you pitch 3 out of 4 days? I don't think we do that, but. You know, are you able to take the ball regularly, I guess is what I'm saying, and I think you can.
Yeah, when you look at this team overall, L.A., just about at the halfway mark, I think, 79 games? So they're almost at the halfway mark. Trade deadline is still over a month away. We almost do this thing weekly. Sometimes make the mistake of doing it daily, of sort of reassessing this team after games. But with an overall view of them. So I would look at this towards the trade deadline. You feel good about where the team is at as we get towards that big decision-making day or weekend for Dave Dombrowski as far as what he should be doing at the trade deadline to either improve this team or stand pat? Like, how do you feel about where the team is at? The pitching is great. You like the lineup. You think there's areas that we still need to get better at?
I think more consistency from the offense where to me, I mean, obviously the bullpen losing Alvarado, getting him back, I think would be huge. To have another arm like that's a special arm too. But I think besides that, on top of that, the offense, it just, when we face good pitching, we don't do a whole lot. Now, a lot of other teams don't either, but, for me, I think because of the way the rest of the league is, I think we're fine. I think we're in a good spot. Now, can we get better at the trade deadline? I certainly think so. I would hope so. But there's a lot of teams in the same position.
Position, yeah.
They want this. They want another reliever. They want another arm. They want another bat. And everybody's vying for that. It's like, well, who's willing to give up some prospects? Who's willing to make the deal to try and make it happen? And again, there's no guarantee, you know, that somebody coming in is going to make that difference. You certainly hope they do. But, you know, it's we've seen in the past, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But I think because of there's nobody running away with anything. There's really not. And because of that, I think we're in a pretty good spot right now. That's my feeling. I still think we can always get a little better, maybe a lot better.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams right in that 44, 45, 46 win range that the Phils are in right now. And the Alvarado thing's funny because I keep forgetting that we do have him for month and a half of the season, you know, which at the very least will save you a little bit. It doesn't help you in the postseason, but maybe workload-wise it can save some of the guys a little bit.
I think, to me, from experience, a perfect example was 93 when it felt like Mitch Williams and David West and myself were pitching every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like the first half. And then we got Roger Mason. And, man, he made a huge difference, I think. By the end, he was maybe our best reliever because there was three guys that didn't have a whole lot of gas left. And I was certainly one of them. You know, so you do that, you can – I think that's a great point that you have somebody to take some of the heat off of the guys in the back end and somebody, an arm that, you know, you're not forced to use the same guys over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good point.
All right, LA. Well, boy, if they don't win next Tuesday with you coming on Wednesday, we're going to have a serious talk about your placement during the week. You know, so let's get back on track next week, okay?
I would appreciate that, fellas.
All right, thank you, Larry.
All right, LA.
There he is, the great Larry Anderson. Dude, when I asked him about the Rojas, he knew what I was going to ask him.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want me to ask him because he couldn't. You can hear L.A. So there's like a limit. You know how sometimes they'll put on a car, you can put a limiter so the car can't go above a certain mile an hour. Mm-hmm. There's a limiter on L.A.'s brain.
They do that on golf cars.
Yeah, about how like negative he knows he can be. And you can hear his brain bouncing up against the limiter when you ask him about why didn't he take there?
Yeah.
You know, I can only imagine what LA was doing.
Just
at
hates
home.
Bad baseball.
Yeah, he does. Well, it was dumb.
Bad baseball.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
215-592-9494. Matt in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Spike. Mike and Jack, thanks very much for taking my call. Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Thank you, guys. I wanted to spend 1 minute, and I'll be quick here. As I told Jack when he screamed, I'm a Rutgers basketball fan for 50 years.
Wow.
Okay.
And before you pity me, and feel sorry for me, my freshman year at Rutgers was the year that they went to the Final Four. They were among the best teams in the East Coast for 4 years while I was there. So I've been a loyal fan of Rutgers basketball. So this year, it was a year of a lot of hype and a lot of hope with two freshman five stars coming in. And I'm not going to try to convince anybody there in the studio or your listening audience as to whether East Bailey is the man and the player that the Sixers should take, because I'm not sure how he fits in exactly with the Sixers. But what I want to do in this 1 minute here is just to try to dispel some of the sentiments and feelings and rumors about East Bailey. And what I saw in him, I saw every game he played this year but one, the notorious loss to that powerhouse at Kennesaw State that wasn't televised, and it was an away game. What I saw in Ace Bailey is he's a young man. He's 18. As we know, there are 18-year-olds who are going on 25, and there are 18-year-olds going on 15. He fits in the latter category, quite honestly, guys. But that young attitude a little bit, also that boyish attitude he has, is also a great attribute he has. He's enthusiastic. He actually would sit there on the bench during timeouts and listen to the coaches. He would listen to his players. He watched. There were moments during the season when he was asked to play every position but point guard. And the only reason why he didn't play point guard is obviously with Dylan Harper. Dylan Harper was the natural point guard. But when Dylan Harper was out, either due to the flu or injuries, he couldn't play point guard because there was nobody else to pass to. He was asked to play center in the Big Ten, and he played the position beautifully. He is amazing talent. He's got tremendous upsides, and I just see him as being a young man who does need some coaching. And unfortunately, as you know, in these 50 years I've been following college basketball, it's changed so much, man.
Yeah.
Coaches can't develop players anymore. They rent them. And I wish Ace Bailey, for many reasons, could play another year in college and he would develop a little bit better. But he's got so much upside. And lastly, I just want to say this. I think you the fans know there and the listeners know that Dylan Harper was asked to throw in the first pitch for the Yankees. So that image of Ace Bailey in a Mets uniform, it was not done to say that he wants to play for New York. It was a Rutgers move to try to tap some of the Wall Street NIL money along with Dylan Harper. That's what that move is for.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And yeah. By the way, nobody in San Antonio will care that Dylan Harper threw a first,
pitch for the Yankees.
You know. So I largely agree with I understand what you're saying. I think that the thing that is tough in the NBA now is that there are a lot of players, especially if they're in Ace Bailey's situation, where he is skilled, but he's going to need a lot, where the first contract in the NBA ends up being like your second and third year in college, mm-hmm. where like they spend their and when you're running an NBA team, you have to think about, I have 11, if you're trying to win, I have $11 million a year on my cap dedicated to a guy that I don't think is going to be good for his entire first contract, or certainly not contributing to a winning team. So that, like, there's this whole thing with draft picks where there's like three things you think about. One is, what is their ceiling? Two is how likely are they to reach their ceiling? And three is how likely are they to reach their ceiling on the team that they get drafted by? Because there are a lot of situations. Who knows if Kawhi goes somewhere else and doesn't end up in the San Antonio system where he is? Or if if Tyrese Halliburton never gets traded to the Pacers and ends up having to split a backcourt with De'Aaron Fox's entire career.
Right.
Like, there's so many different factors that go into it that you could look at a guy like Ace Bailey. And if he goes to a great situation, he could be an all-star in 6 years. If he goes to the wrong situation, he could end up in the NBA for 10 years, never playing on a winning team, never realizing his potential, never becoming a great player. So I think you bring up good points. I don't think any of the stuff that has come up about him has meant he is a bad guy. I don't think we've heard anything about him being a bad guy or a bad teammate. I do think there is some question about whether he has any desire to be a role player in the beginning of his career. And I think that is an important question for whoever is drafting him to answer.
Spike, I think it's spot on in many respects, but I'm not so sure that you're right that he doesn't want to be a role player. I think he just wants to play the game, and he's willing to listen to and do whatever the coaches need to do. Because that's what I saw with him this past year.
Sure.
Spike, I really did. And again, as I said to you, I'm not sure he is a good fit, and I'm not so sure that he's going to be a star in the NBA. I have no idea. But what I know is I just know that he would be an attribute on the court and in the locker room based upon his social media exposure, as well as his time there on the court and on the bench.
All right, Matt, appreciate you checking in, man. And God bless you for 50 years of Rutgers basketball.
I'll tell
our friends Jerry Recco and Chris Carlin that you're there.
Yeah, because they are
friends of ours. So, all right, Matt, thanks so much, man.
Thank you, too, Spike.
There he is.
Yeah, dozens of them.
What's that?
There's dozens
of huge Rutgers fans.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but from an, like, you know, from a, I mean, I don't want to get deep into Rutgers basketball, but if you're one of their major donors or something, you spend all that money for Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, and they under 500. Like, what a disastrous season for you know what I mean?
I agree.
What are we spending? They're only here for a year.
Yeah,
you know. All right. Well, there is another draft coming up.
That's right.
And that draft is Friday.
Are you going to do YouTube Big Board for that?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
YouTube Big Board Friday of NHL draft prospects.
And your hockey expertise is JV, right?
JV, sophomore year, I think it was, of high school. I was terrible.
Okay.
I couldn't stop. I didn't know how to stop on ice skates.
Seems like a problem.
It was. A lot of cross-checking, as I mentioned. Mr. Stone, our coach, grabbed me by my face mask and pushed it into the boards because he was so mad that I would not stop cross-checking.
Child abuse.
Back
when men were men. Yes. So speaking of that draft, it is Wednesday, and 3:30 is coming up, and Flyers and 50 with Broads is next, and we will get Broads' big board for Friday. That's what I've been told, that Broads will have his big board for Friday's draft.
He brought a hockey stick in.
He always brings it. Now the bit is just
having props.
It's growing. Yes.
Good.
I like props. So Broads joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, it's 3:30 on Wednesday when we normally prove that we are the official Flyers show, but I propose that we cancel Flyers in 50 because of the NBA draft. Oh, no.
There he is.
See, I thought he'd be on Zoom so we wouldn't have to worry about canceling Flyers in 50 and me looking you in the eyes.
Right.
We have the NBA draft tonight. What are we talking about pucking it up for tonight?
What do you mean? I got my big board in front of us here?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with this cord here? I can't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Is his mic on, Fritz?
The mic's on. Yeah
he's
very loud.
Yeah.
He's very loud.
Yeah.
Am I?
You hear yourself now?
Yeah,
Mr.
I got
Beats?
It. I got
right.
it.
Here we go.
What's wrong with the Beats?
No, nothing.
Well,
I'm
good, man.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We have Puck It Up t-shirts now available.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Can people buy them?
Yes, they can at breakingtee.com/WIP.
What is, you are.
This is unbelievable.
You are a Lakin Trojan horse.
You really are.
You really, he's a Lakin Trojan horse. That's what he is. He, And what is that's an XL?
Well, this is for one eye crease.
Nice.
Whoa. I only have one.
Get out. It's like the Fanatic T-shirt.
The Fanatic T-shirt toss. Say, yes, go sir. Ike.
Love it, buddy.
Hey, go Ike.
Thank you.
By the way, the correct term would be a Lakin creation.
A Lakin creation.
Yeah.
That's what'd what you it call is. It, Fritz?
Alliteration. The Lakin creation.
I like Trojan Horse because he comes in as Broads, but inside there's Lakin. You know, the surprise attack.
Right.
You know. Anything else you have to sell?
ringthebellbook.com. Yeah, ringthebellbook.com.
Right. We're always plugging.
I'm a team player.
It's a good t-shirt, man.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Nice.
Like
remember,
that.
Don't forget about it. Breakingtea.com/WIP.
Okay, jeez.
Now, how do you want to do this? Because I need to geek out a little bit. I got to be honest with you. This might be slow, methodical, you know, real detailed.
As long as you could fit it in 50 seconds.
No. 50 seconds per prospect, I was thinking. I could run through the whole board. Here's the
you
thing.
You scream slow, methodical, by the way.
Yeah, that's you.
True. Yeah. True. Slow with everything I do.
Yeah.
I have three on my big board. How do you want to do this? You can dissect it. The way you please.
Okay, the Flyers. Okay, can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
And this is your NHL big board, not the NBA big board, right? You don't have a big board for tonight.
I don't have one for tonight. If I thought about the bit better, maybe I should have come prepared.
It's funnier for you to pick the basketball players, but whatever. Okay, so here we go. So my question for you and your three guys that you have for the Flyers, the Flyers are picking sixth. So this is a big board of guys you think could be available at six. It's not your overall NHL big board, right?
Correct. Okay. So the way I have this lined up is I have one stretch where I pray he falls, and if he does, that is the clear-cut obvious you make it happen.
Okay.
Then I have the one where, wow, that would be really nice, and there is a good chance of him being here. And then I have like this is probably the most realistic option of the three.
All right, your fallback school.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Like when you're applying to college.
There you go.
All right. All right. Well, hit the thing.
Okay.
And then we'll just go.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Let's start with the big Swede, Anton Frondell. 6'1", gotta have size up the middle. He's playing professionally in Sweden. Might be off the board early, but NHL.com says, quote, build like a military tank. If that's not somebody you want on line one, then you're drunk. How about this? He's getting compared to Barkov in Florida. The guy who sets the tone winning cups back to back as the leader of men in that Panther locker room. Again, 1C. Really good in small areas. Very dangerous. Big body, able to play physical. And he gets up on the forecheck so he can separate puck from body when he's in the offensive zone. Number two on the list.
Hold on. Can we ask about all of them? Or actually, you don't have to do it in 50 seconds. Jack, should we all react to each one?
Well,
ask
that sounds
questions?
Like a made-up player. Yeah, that's not a real name.
Yeah, and the Barkov guy, I've never even heard of him.
What do you mean you don't know Barkov?
Michael Barkan?
Yeah. The NBC Sports Philly guy, Barkan? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they're drafting Michael Barkan with the sixth overall pick. I could see him out there dangling with the filthy mitts.
Okay, so what are the odds this guy is still there at six?
Not very likely, unfortunately.
Okay. Is he probably going to go top two, top three?
I think he probably goes in that 3-4 range. But we've seen crazy things happen during the draft. So all he has to do is slip. Or what if
Trade
Danny
up.
Shows his big stones?
Trades up. There we go. Do we have stuff to trade up? Do we have like other picks we can trade?
Do we have picks to trade up? We got seven in the first two rounds. You paying attention to anything I say?
Yes,
Wednesdays at 3:30.
I was setting you up.
Oh, okay.
Seven in the first two rounds. Yeah. Come on, Danny.
Let
him hang.
Let's go, Flyers.
Just get to the next player.
Okay, well, hold on. What's this guy's name? Swarthen?
Anton Frondell. He's a big Swede.
Sounds like a cheese.
I got a Swede, I got an American, and I got a Canadian.
I can already tell you who I'm going to like. Yeah. All right, who's your second guy?
Are we going to hit the sounder again, or am I just going?
Nah, just go.
Okay. Yeah. James Hagans. Now, you're going to like this, Spike, because his comp is Jack Hughes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Boston College kid, all right? Played for the U.S. National Development Program, point per game as a freshman. And as the season player, he was supposed to be projected number one, and he started to slip a little, and others started to dance above him. So at one point, though, the NHL world said this is going to be the number one overall pick. And now it's like, hey, we might be flirting around with that at the fifth or the sixth spot, I should say. So 5'11", on the smaller side.
But is he a fast guy?
Fast guy, very good in open space. You give him the puck on his stick when he's moving those thighs, you're going to see some creative offensive zone on-man rushes that are going to make your fancy tickled.
Well, if he's being compared to Jack Hughes, Jack Hughes is a fun guy to watch.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We may have a Jack Hughes 2.0 here if they go James Higgins from Boston College.
Is he an American?
He's an American.
That's my guy.
He's got national development program. He broke Kucherov's single tourney record most points.
We're just going to bring that up.
Kucherov.
At U18 World Juniors.
Yeah, we were going to ask if he broke Kucherov's record.
That's right.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Sure.
How many picks do we have?
We have 7 in the first two rounds.
Now,
I'm a little disappointed. Like I said, this 3 minutes. No one listens to what
we're
I have
listening.
To say. You're in Flyers at 50, and it's pissing me off.
Well, I was tweeting out that you were on right now.
Sell your stupid t-shirt.
Yeah, by the way, the t-shirt's breakingteam.com/WIP.
Okay.
You kind of remind me more when we do this. Doesn't he remind you of Kramer?
Yeah, he's got some Kramer and Sam Kinison energy.
Everyone says Sam Kinison.
Never heard of him.
I actually went back to the tape, all right, and unfortunately I see some similarities, and I'm not happy about it.
Or hear some similarities.
It's the loud peak in the voice, you know, it goes from talking normal to, which, you know, I guess.
All right.
Well, we got one more Canadian.
Okay. But hold on, the number two guy is his name again?
James Higgins,
all right, he's my guy. All right, who's number three?
Number three is Caleb Desaulniers. Got to throw a little Canadian. Ooh,
Caleb Desjardins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See what I'm talking about here? 6'2" center. So, again, got the size. Played in the Q last year. Just racked up about 84 points. How about it? Listen, he played in the Q. The QMJHL. It's Quebec.
Okay.
Quebec junior hockey.
Okay.
Tore it up. Great habits in the D zone, they say. Can support the puck. Doesn't cheat at all. So, he's able to.
He meant to hit. You said D zone, and I'm sure he meant.
It's called
hit
a big dose of D.
The D zone is very important. You got to be structured in the D zone, or you cannot create a good breakout.
Okay.
All right. So thinks the game at a high level and creates by attacking with speed, but can also pull up with great vision. And that's Caleb Desjardins.
And he will likely be there at 6.
Yeah, I think he's got a shot. I think he's got a shot.
Right.
Then you got the honorable mentions, which I'm sure you guys want me out of here. So, you know, the Jake O'Briens. The Porter Martones. He's a wing, though. So, you know, Danny wants to go up the middle. Big up the middle guy right now. We're very thin.
I hear what you're talking
about. Yeah.
No, that's a thing. He wants a centerman. Yeah, you got to play strong up the middle.
Yeah, D-zone up the middle.
I swear to you.
I've been doing this a long time.
Dude, I swear to you, these are just standard hockey terms.
Okay.
You got to play smart in the D-zone. You got to have strong centermen that play up the middle.
That hammer is real, for real.
Yeah. By the way, the Trevor Zegras guy seems soft, bros.
Who?
The Zegras kid.
Who?
Is that his name? Traded for the other
this
day?
This thing doesn't work again. Nothing ever works when I'm here.
Jack said the kid they traded for the other day.
Oh, Trevor Zegras?
Yeah, seems soft. He said he seems soft.
He seems soft.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a disaster.
Shut your mouth over here.
He does seem soft.
Shut your mouth.
He does.
What do you know?
I was watching some puck.
Yeah, please. When?
You see the skill.
He
right?
took my stick out in the lobby and he goes, "What's this called? It's a freaking toe drag." Everybody knows what a toe drag is, yet you're now Mr. Hockey?
I had a nasty wrister back in the day.
I'm going to have to drop the mitts.
Are you going
to
fight everyone at the Puck It Up draft party?
Dude, this Puck It Up draft party is going to be so packed. You're going to be a sardine in there.
Yeah.
20,000.
20,000 at Chickies in Glassboro.
That's right.
Yep.
Do I have any parking? If I come, I have a parking spot?
What about me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Okay. You got to have your t-shirt, though, to get in.
I'll have it on. I'll wear it Friday.
No, by the way, people have asked, all jokes aside, there is no ticket because I did the invitation thing one of those episodes.
Right, no tickets.
There's no tickets. It's all open to the public.
So Friday night, 7 o'clock at Chickies Glassboro is the Puck It Up draft party. So here's my question. So I got to leave Chickies in South Philly. I got to walk the dogs and feed them and then go to Glassboro. Foxborough.
Wow.
When do we think the Flyers are going to pick? Is the first pick like 7:10, or does that when the broadcast start?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
You still don't know.
No. I'm worried about if we're getting James Higgins. I'm not worried about the 10 minutes when the thing
starts. Tell us how many minutes there are between the picks.
That's a good. Ask Google. Ask AI. AI is your answer for everything.
Wow.
Dude, this is a
You're supposed to be our expert.
This is a life-changing. Again, Elliot's supposed to be an expert, too. He's out here saying the Ace Bailey's Kevin Durant.
Well, nobody thinks he's supposed to be a Sixers expert.
Well, and he thinks the Lions are a historical franchise.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? This guy gets paid.
He does.
This guy gets paid money.
He does.
Well, and he dresses well.
Did you hire him?
I did hire
him. Well, then who's the problem here?
Well,
who's the problem?
I was gone for 3 years, and it became whatever this is. So...
What would you do with me if you were in charge?
Oh, no, I mean, you?
Yeah.
I'd like you for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's just blowing smoke up the rear end or not.
Fritz and I used to send your YouTubes. I'd be like, this guy's a lunatic, but there's something there.
How about that? Yeah. I'm going to have to get you a shirt.
At one point, you are our Igor Slavog, whatever name you're going to make up next. Yeah.
Slormanine Parlagovitz.
Yeah.
The disrespect, I can tell.
Well, we had a guy. Who was our guy? Vladimir Smirnov.
Vladimir Smirnov, yeah.
Yes, our expert.
Francisco Rojas thought he was real and started Googling his stats.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That sounds like
that checks out with Fran.
He was Googling his stats. Yeah. Couldn't find them.
Yeah, seems like a thing Fran would do.
Who would you have more confidence in? Francisco Rojas or Johan Rojas?
Johan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johan, even on a 2-0 count.
Yeah, you think Fran might take that pitch, you know? All right, Broads. Well, excellent job, as always. We're very excited for the Puck It Up draft party, which is Friday.
Yeah, be excited for it.
Glassboro, and the new Puck It Up t-shirts, which you can get at breakingtee.com/WIP.
Yeah, you didn't have to write it down.
All proceeds go to Broads.
Well, yeah. Everything goes to Broads. Actually, I don't think they go anywhere.
That's a great point.
Yeah, we don't know where the proceeds go.
I'm about
go.
To have a huge conversation with Mr. Rod. That's two
doors
down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The guy is just, you got to ask questions if he's going to make you the Trojan horse. Or the Lakin creation.
Lakin creation.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think that's alliteration.
No.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
All right, go Sixers.
I don't really know what alliteration is.
Go Sixers.
Well, who's your guy tonight, bros? I need your breakdown.
I want VJ.
VJ.
Actually, it's hashtag anyone but Ace. If you want the nip, we can get the nip.
Yeah.
If you want VJ, if you want any of these guys, I'm cool with it. I just don't want to deal with the nonsense. You know, I just don't want to deal with
it. It'd be fun
nonsense.
To do shows about, though.
Yeah, but I want quality basketball. I know you don't look at me as a hoopsman. I love hoops. I need basketball back in my life.
Okay.
Give me a 7 o'clock Sixers tip and a 10:30 Flyers Ducks.
Oh, come on.
West Coast.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Remember when Bros broke down that out-of-bounds play by Tom Thibodeau?
That was a great play. Slipped right to the three-point line.
All right, okay.
And he was standing in the corner. They double-teamed.
Turn his mic off.
Turn his mic off.
Turn his mic off. All right, good job, Broads. There he is, our friend Broads. You're on tomorrow night, right? You're on tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Sir.
Okay, Broads81 on Twitter.
Good job, brother.
What a lunatic. What a lunatic. If you want to escape things like that, that's why you go over to Colonial Hyundai. They don't have a Broads in there. No. Staff's not going to scream at you. They're not going to have skates on. They're not going to have hockey sticks. What they are going to do is get you into a brand new Hyundai in their beautiful new dealership at a price that you do not even think is possible. Right now, at Colonial, get any new brand new Hyundai in stock, you can get 20% off. Only at Colonial. That is 10 grand, up to $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if you want to trade your piece of junk in, now it might not be a piece of junk, but if it is, and you're worried about how much you're going to get back in a trade, don't worry at Colonial, because they can give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. There we go. Thank you, Broads. John Ashdale, the Car Czar, is going to give you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai rolls off the lot with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, colonialhyundai.com. Always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. So I did get a Puck It Up t-shirt, but it's a large.
What are you?
I'm a medium guy.
All right.
Well, it's going to shrink.
It's a tri-blend, I think. I don't even think it's going
to
shrink.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But all right. I mean, he could have been considerate and given me, you know, sometimes a large, you know, it looks like I'm wearing a dress or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. You'll fill it out as the more push-ups you do.
Yes, that's a good point.
You wear your backpack on
especially
your back.
Especially with the backpack, yes.
You wear your backpack under the shirt?
No. Backpack when I'm doing the push-ups. Oh. So you get bigger.
Yep.
You know, you can see it already.
Extra weight, yeah. It's like a weight vest.
Yeah, you can see it already. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Ooh, this is an interesting one. If you could pay only one this offseason, who would you pay? Kyle Schwarber or Ranger Suarez? Ike, what do you think the results of this poll are? If they could pay only one guy, Ranger Suarez or Kyle Schwarber, who would it be?
Well,
what is your answer first?
Well, my answer would be Schwarber.
Okay.
I would pay Schwarber.
Yep.
And not because I don't believe in Ranger or any of that. I just think there's so much money tied up in the pitching. And we got good pitchers. Thankfully, we have good pitchers, providing everybody stays healthy.
And if Painter is up next year, which we would expect.
Right.
Yeah.
And with our hitters, we got one guy with power in our lineup.
Yep.
And it's Schwarber.
Yep.
So I would go there. This is tricky because this is not easy. Because when Ranger's coming off of a night like last night, and hell, the last five or six starts he's had.
Well, they might both get pretty much the same money. I mean, they both might be like four in the 80 range. Like Ranger could get in the hundreds.
I was going to say, you don't think Ranger's in the hundreds?
If he keeps pitching like this?
Like this, sure, but also he's never done it over a full season.
Yeah.
Like the case to pay Nola for $172 million.
Yeah, it's the 30 starts every year.
Used to be 30 starts every single year, and the Greg Maddux of Aaron Harangues, and, you know, like being able to take the ball every fifth day, and blah, 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 blah.
I would say this also. And you're right about that with Nola. That's a good cautionary red flag moving forward. Are we completely okay about Rangers' health moving forward.
Well, it has to be his back.
You know what
problem.
I'm saying? Like, do you feel me? I mean, like, do you feel like that's not going to be an issue anymore? So I would go Schwarber. I think it's close. So I'm long way to the answer. Let me go with 54% Ranger because he pitched last night.
67% Schwarber.
Wow.
People love Schwarber.
You know what? I'm thinking coming off of last night.
I know. Well, I think people think they need Schwarber more.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. Yes.
Exactly.
What would you...
So I would say Schwarber. Yeah. I would say Schwarber. I just, man, every time I watch Ranger, though, I'm like...
Yeah, you know, you wonder, like, how can you let this leave?
Well, if he... I'll say this.
Can I say that with Christopher Sanchez?
Yeah, if he continues to pitch this way the rest of the year, not one or zero runs every time, he is going to change the calculus on a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they could decide what to do with Lizardo. I mean, because Lizardo only has 1 year left after this year. Could you possibly, if you want to reflip him...
How old is Jesus?
So, 27?
Yeah.
26, 27. He's 3 years younger than Ranger.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know.
But he's had injury problems, too.
That's true.
And in that instance, you're betting on which is easier to maintain as they go forward. Shoulder / elbow issues with Lizardo or a back with Ranger.
Yeah, not great choice to have. But then you start getting into, and you mentioned this, money tied up in starting rotation. Outside of the Dodgers. Dodgers and Yankees, I'm just trying to think of the number of teams that have, you're paying Wheeler, you're paying Nola, and then all of a sudden you're paying Ranger. This is a lot
and Sanchez,
of money.
You're paying Sanchez.
Well, but Sanchez, you're only paying $9 million a year.
I know.
I'm just talking big money.
Big money.
Guys.
Now, again, but Wheeler, if you take him by his word, it's only 2 years.
Yeah.
So that money could be coming off the books, and then do you really want Ranger to not be here for the post-Wheeler fills?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if
Painter is going to be who we think he is.
Sure. But are you paying Lizardo, too? I mean, Lizardo is a free agent after next year.
At least you have another year to decide.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know? And then you probably have a better calculation on Wheeler, at least a little bit, as to whether he'll be here beyond there.
You know what it's going to turn into, right?
What?
We're stuck with Nola.
Yeah.
And we're letting Ranger leave.
Yeah, the new Taiwan.
Well, the funniest part about that, because I've heard people start saying that, well, I can't believe they paid Nola.
Yeah.
It's like, well, last year Ranger's horrible.
Yes.
And Nola pitched well.
Yeah.
Well, Ranger wasn't horrible
last
year.
Well, for the second half of the year.
He got hurt. Yeah. Yes, but it's that same injury.
But they needed Nola on last year's team.
Yes. Yeah.
To even be in the position they were.
And if I had a bet, I would bet that Nola, maybe this year is a cursed year. If I had a bet, I would still bet on the fact that Nola will be a productive pitcher for the next few years. Like, I don't think his career is over. I would certainly hope not.
I still want to know, how did we go from a sprained ankle?
He coughed.
To broken ribs.
I think he actually just woke up with a broken ribs.
Are you serious?
I think that's the last
thing. Hold on. No, remember he had a cold and he was sneezing?
Well, we might have made
that up
because of the Embiid one with the sneezing.
We might have made that up.
Well,
I thought he got injured.
They're all sick.
Well, we were talking about injured sneezing.
Well, it's coughing. The first thing we thought of was coughing.
Okay.
There might have been a report the other day that he woke up and it was like that. That's what I heard on the morning show. And then Hugh started thinking that.
No, don't give me Hugh. Yes,
Hugh said he was hanging from the chandeliers, and I was like, "Oh, that doesn't sound like
that." All right.
Every injury is that is somewhat related to that.
Yeah. It's always that goes back to that with Hugh.
Hugh thinks everyone has a life like Hugh. Nobody has a life like
Hugh. Yeah, nobody does. Yeah. Hugh.
Coming up next, I will reveal my YouTube big board for tonight's draft.
Excited about that.
I've done a lot of YouTube.
Listen, you've already turned me on to a player that I hadn't even really recognized.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I got a couple of other
looks
guys.
Nice.
That you're going to enjoy watching.
Right? Carter Bryant.
Carter Bryant, Arizona.
Kobe Bryant.
And we had Iggy out of Arizona, successful draft pick.
Yeah.
We had TJ McConnell.
Yeah.
Did TJ go to Arizona?
He did.
Well, he's a Duquesne guy, and then he went to Arizona.
Yep. And I think his sister went to Arizona as well.
I thought she started Duquesne. She might have. Yeah.
Yeah. YouTube Big Board is next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.